You're gonna get hot pretty quick.
No.
No, yeah, you do look comfy though.
Comfy.
Good.
Okay, we can start.
Okay, start. Music, go.
Oh. I always write my podcast notes at work, so now they're on guest checks instead of in my notebook.
I was about to say, that is quite the bill.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
High and low of the week, Leonard. Well, hi, Dork. Sup?
Sup? Hi.
Sup? Hi, hello.
Hola.
I can't, like, hear
wait,
myself.
Wait,
you
watch
can,
this.
You can hear me, though, right?
Hello. Wait, what is it? Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I've been learning ASL.
A little bit through me, so.
A secondhand learning. But I can do the alphabet pretty good.
It's true, he can.
And I can do nice to meet you, and yes and no, and I got it, and I don't got it.
It's true. You should do it by your head.
So I did. I didn't do it by my head. Hello.
That means 11.
Yeah, unfortunately, sign language during a podcast may not be the most exciting stuff for the listeners.
It's true.
Okay, high and low. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I think our little date there was pretty fun. I think that was a really solid high for me. What we just
yeah.
did. Yeah. I also had a really good time just yesterday hanging out with the teachers.
Leonard loves his job.
Yeah. What did we do earlier in the month?
Week.
Week.
This is weekly.
Week. Sorry.
This is weekly love. I don't know. We just.
I don't think there was a whole lot that went
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of pictures to post this week, so it feels like we didn't really do a lot.
I did have the Rama Shama Shuma break. The Rashama Shu. Oh, Rashama. I went climbing with Danny. That was really, really fun. That was really fun.
Excuse me.
Went rock climbing outside, but it was bouldering on the top of a roof. And it was beautiful. How about you? Wait. Then what's my low?
I don't know. What's your low?
Honestly, I think Wednesday was my low. When you went off to do the internship, but I was workless that day, and I just had nothing to do.
I thought you were going to say the cockroach.
No, that was at least interesting. There was some kind of interestingness to that. Do I tell them now?
Yeah, I think you should.
Right during the Seattle Seahawks game, which, to those who don't know, I need to watch all the time or I die. Out of nowhere, I just see this like massive black blob just flop onto the floor in this podcast room.
I'm like scared about it now.
Like, I just like to see, it was like, what the hell was that? And then upon further inspection, it was the biggest cockroach I've ever seen that has wings. And it starts just like scurrying. And so I'm trying to find whatever I can to try to kill it before it goes into the closet or into my studio. And of course, I don't find something quick enough. And it scurries right into our closet with all of our clothes and hats and shoes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to watch the Hawks game and do this at the same time. So every commercial, I would just rip something out of the closet and wait till I can identify where this cockroach was. And I would grab the handle of the vacuum and just start poking around in the closet, hoping it would come out or something. I didn't see it for the longest time. And then I finally saw it crawling on the backside wall, top right corner, near all of Hasina's shoes.
So I'm at work and I see, oh my gosh, I just killed the biggest cockroach. I like sprayed it down with Raid, but your shoes kind of got in the crossfire, so now I'm washing them. And I go, what?
She started panicking. She was freaking out.
Well, because I thought he was like literally washing my shoes. And I was like, girl, not the leather or the suede.
She was like, Leo, oh my God, please respond.
And he just stops responding after saying that.
Well, because so I'm watching, like, the Hawks game, man. I finally killed the cockroach. I want to watch the Hawks game.
It takes 2 seconds to finally, like an hour later, he was like, oh, I just wiped them down. That's all I would have taken. Like, yeah. Oh, okay, fine.
Anyways, big cockroach, sprayed the bejesus out of it. Our closet got hit a little bit, but we're fine. I then vacuumed it into our vacuum.
Are you sure it's dead?
Yeah, I sprayed that thing viciously.
He sprayed that thing.
After I got it up in the top corner, it fell to the ground. And then I just sat there and just went like this.
Oh, great. So the floor is Raid all over.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. I'm not messing around with cockroaches again, man. I do not do well with those things.
Right. Okay.
How about you?
Yeah. I'm trying to like write it how I normally write it, but that's not how this podcast is going to go. So it's all good. My high was definitely my day off. It was Friday.
Friday. Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yeah, I didn't have work at any point of the day, and I didn't do any work that day. So that was fun. We did a lot. What did we do in the morning?
We went out and spent EBT breakfast.
Yeah, we got cinnamon rolls.
I thought they were delicious.
Yeah, they're yummy.
Yeah.
And then
you got a little smoothie thing.
Yeah, and then we took a nap, even though we had just woken up.
Yeah, but that's the way to take a little day off.
And then we got ready and went into town because Leonard had a soccer game. Then Alex had a soccer game. And Lee had to go a little early, so I like walked around, called my mom.
That blanket was on you for literally like 1.5 minutes.
Well, yeah, because now I'm comfortable and it was like inhibiting my range.
Okay. Sorry, continue.
Walked around. I stumbled upon a thrift store. That was fun. And a bookstore. I got some snacks. And I watched Leonard be a coach. And that was like a social experiment for myself. And then after we went to a little diner and had food and it was fun. Then we went home and had dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And watched. Did we watch Bake Off?
No, we watched two Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, two Spider-Man movies. And yeah. I love Zendaya, so.
She is obsessed with Zendaya.
Yeah,
she sees herself in Zendaya a whole lot.
Are you going to say way too much?
Yes, I was going to say way too much, but that's okay.
You don't know.
That's why I didn't finish that sentence properly.
You don't know her. You don't know me.
You don't know me.
Anyways, that was my high. My low is that my grandma died.
Yeah.
So that was a big one. That was a big one. And it happened on Monday. Crazy day for that to happen. Yeah. But it was actually kind of crazy because I was texting. I'm at internship. I'm about to go into the NICU. And I like texted like my family chat and something else. I like texted a couple times and I put my phone away because I'm working, but there was like some downtime during work where normally I would like pull out my phone, but something in my brain was like, no, just like don't touch it yet. It's okay, like you can read it after.
Right.
Thank God I did, because the texts were sad, so
yes.
Good on me. Yeah, it's sad, but I'm feeling guilty that I'm far away from what's happening right now. I think that's the hardest thing.
That's a pretty low.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Do we move on now from that?
Yeah, we're gonna.
All right, we're moving on from that.
Updates? What are our updates? We're watching Bake Off still.
Bake Off has been great.
Oh yeah, I said my whoa. I was also gonna say Mike is texting
Hold
you
on.
About
the... Yes. Let me read that as you continue.
Okay. Yay. I get to talk. Okay. So I got a Boo basket from Leonard, which if people don't know, it's just like a bunch of candy or like fall. It's like, yay, fall starting. Like, here's some nice fun fall gifts for you. So they got me candles and candy and this cute little like mug that's glass and has ghosts on it. And he got me these little like plush pumpkin things that are fuzzy and cute. Oh, there's one over there. But anyways, that was perfect, amazing, and exactly what I wanted when I said, can you get me a Boo basket?
Yes, I did it.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
He did it so well. And then, of course, I had to repay the favor.
Yes.
But when we were first talking about Boo basket, he was like, why do you need a Boo basket? And I was like, okay, well, why do you want me to make you cake? Like,
it's true.
Same thing.
God, it all happened so fast, too.
Same thing. So then the next day he came home and I had made him cake and also got him some goodies.
Dude, it was like the best thing that ever happened to me. Because it's like my favorite red velvet. And it was actually like a buttercream frosting, homemade. Very delicious. Last night I ate way too much of it.
Yeah, I literally made frosting from scratch.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Just for Leonard.
It is delicious. I just ate so much of it last night.
It was. Is it gone?
No, it's not gone, but it's... Definitely took a hit.
Wow.
Like, I would just, like, I was playing games with Dylan, and then every time there was a break, I would just go like... I'd scarf it. Just like that.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone liked that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to do that again.
Thanks. Yeah. That'd be good.
Moving on. Boo baskets. Who knew?
Yeah, update. So, we're watching Bake Off, so we had some dessert while we watched Bake Off. I just watched... the Tylenol murders documentary on Netflix, which is controversial because Tylenol is in the news right now.
Mm. Why? Is it like killing babies or something?
No, they came out saying it was responsible for causing autism when pregnant ladies ingest it.
Yeah, I think that was already, wasn't that already out there? Or is that new?
No, it's like now like quote unquote confirmed.
Oh, okay.
However, I don't think it's true at all. Because lots of people have autism and their parents didn't take Tylenol. Mm. And also, that's crazy. And Tylenol is one of the only safe medications for pregnant women to take during pregnancy. And there's a risk.
Clearly not anymore.
And there's a risk of autism no matter what. Like, it's not, whatever.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about that whole thing. I'm worried that, I mean, you would crush if, you know, an autistic child, you would nail that.
I think everyone's worried that their children will have some sort of mental or physical defect, but I think that parents just rise to the occasion.
Yeah, I do think that would just happen.
And you just figure it out.
Yeah.
Why do you sound like that?
Sound like what? I sound good. I was wondering if you sounded too quiet, to be honest, but I'm looking at the waves and we look solid.
Yeah, Auntie said I was mumbling and sounding quiet this week, so.
Yeah, you gotta step it up.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay.
Other
sport
updates.
It up?
Oh, yeah, sports. Yeah, sure.
Do you have more updates? I was just talking. That's just updates. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Seattle Seahawks win a great rivalry game on Thursday against the Arizona Cardinals, 23-3. Boy, did we play well. I don't know what really happened, but it was tied with 30 seconds left in the game, even though we were destroying. Like, I'm trying to think back, and I've been pondering.
It's because it's all rigged.
Maybe. I am worried that it's rigged. I do believe Vegas is a part of this. I mean, boy, our offense was solid. I think JSN didn't touch the ball enough, but it didn't really matter. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Our defense was solid. I guess we just made some safe decisions after we were up pretty aggressively that maybe came back to bite us a bit, I guess. But I didn't hate any of the decisions. I don't know where we ended up starting to lose almost. But if they went for 2 points as a 2-point conversion, I was going to pee my pants.
But our kicker came through, even though I texted and Leonard got mad at me.
I did get mad because she texted
me. And I came home and Leonard was pissed off.
I was so mad.
And I was really hungry.
Oh, she was mad.
And so we fought.
We didn't fight. We just silently didn't talk until I could relax.
Until the game was over and they won. And then suddenly Leonard's my biggest fan.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I told her when she walked in the door, this game became extremely close. I can't talk right now. I'm sorry and I love you. And then she was, she was hungry. And I was upset that we were tied. Anyways, football and girlfriends are always going to be a world clashing thing. Just going to read
about
it.
Still not over it.
Yeah, still not quite there. Anyways.
My updates from that game are that the Arizona jerseys, I agree with the media that they looked like weird tortillas. I thought they were dirty.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand what was going on there. And I think they should have just worn like brown ones.
They're called rivalry jerseys, so it's supposed to take in. Oh,
I know.
Well, I was just telling the people who don't know.
You're right. We are talking to others.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're called rivalry jerseys for when there's a big rivalry within the division, which is Cardinals Seattle. And then it's supposed to take in the culture of their geography.
Yeah. So because they were playing in Arizona.
Desert dust.
It was supposed to be like brown spots on their white, but they didn't do it right.
No, I don't know. It looked like someone accidentally sneezed with weird stuff on white jerseys.
Yeah, literally. Or it looked like, I thought they had all been like in the mud or it was like muddy or something. Like they had gotten splatters.
Like I also hated the end zone. Like it looked like it was like Korean, like it looked like a Korean flag almost. I don't know. It looked weird. Looks strange to me.
Whatever. We won. Moving on.
We move on. Okay. Predictions from last week. Boy, was I close, but I definitely didn't get the big ones. I got one small one, but.
But it looked like you were gonna at the beginning.
Yeah. I almost nailed it right off the tippy top. I said the LA versus Eagles, and boy, it should have been a win for the LA Rams.
Boy.
And then I'm going to go ahead and make predictions this week. And say that
I can't check my team.
Why not?
Oh. Now
the light just went out. Anyways, I'm moving on to the other sports just because we're taking too much time and there is football happening as we speak in Dublin.
That's crazy that they like oh my
the God. The Nighthawks soccer team are unfortunately 0-4 in our division.
That's okay.
It's tough because I actually had the weird opportunity to talk with the head coach of the team we lost to on Friday.
Oh, really? That's who you went out with?
I was hanging out with Spence and Nightingale. We finally were able to do some really beautiful possession, and it looked great. We had great opportunities in the first half.
They did look really good. They looked like real soccer.
Yeah, it looked like football. It looked really good. Football, you know, looked really solid.
Soccer.
We went up 1-0 within the 10th, 15th minute. It was great. Great buildup. And then all of a sudden we get a cheap foul on the 18 and our keeper can't really quite get to the top crossbar.
She's kind of tiny.
Yeah, she's a little smaller. And
she jumped.
All they had to do was just chip it and put it in the top third of the net. And they do. 1-1. Then our team's a little down on themselves. Although we worked on five hard. Every time a goal is scored, you work harder for 5 minutes. Because statistically proven that there's another goal supposed to be scored within 5 minutes.
They all work really hard.
They worked really hard. We still possessed. We did great. And then, unfortunately, a corner kick happens. And our girls are scared of heading the ball. And that's not great on a corner kick. So, two set pieces. And
we'll
two goals.
I don't know if I should say her name. Sorry. One of...
Yeah. No, no.
One of them is really... Was heading a lot. She's not
scared. No, no. There's a few people that are heading the ball, sure. But... You can't have half the team not be able to head the ball. Like, they're scared of it. We're getting better. We're not scared of the ball. We're getting better. Anyways.
They're just girls.
So then we're down 2-1 at half. we still, I was convinced that we were going to win that game just because we were able to possess so well and create so many great opportunities. And I don't know how many more set pieces that they're going to get as long as we're smart. Unfortunately, we panicked and played kickball in the second half because we felt like we were down, didn't possess.
I don't think that's true. I think they started to, and because my feelings were that the field like felt different after they moved some players, mm-hmm. that like because one of them was getting like, mm-hmm. she's your star and she was kind of getting like taken from, then right. everyone was like, oh shoot, we need to like. Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, like, I think they started to do yeah. it right.
Yeah, I watched the film yesterday. I'm with you there. They started the second half. Okay. But there was panic that ensued. Okay. 10 minutes into the second half, panic ensued. And then we lost 4-1 because of two very savable goals. But it doesn't matter. We didn't create enough opportunities in the second half. So anyways, there's my sports update for you. I won in billiards at the bar like 3 times. It was great. Any other sports out there? Oh, Yankees are in a nice Oriole. They're playing the Orioles this series. Orioles are already out, but Yankees are into the wild card, possibly even into the 2 seed. So Mike and I are
really?
Going. Yeah. Mike and I are going to club seats. First time I'll be in like club glass seats.
Whoa,
yeah,
what?
Today.
How?
Today, Sunday, today. In like 2 hours, 3 hours.
Wait, how'd you guys get those seats?
We bought them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And it's,
okay,
it's
big
their last game of the season until playoffs, so it could be important. So it's going to be a great game to watch. And I believe we also get a free game of the season opener next year because of it. So anyways, that's the sports for you. Predictions are I think the Bengals will lose. I think Pittsburgh will lose to Carson Wentz in Dublin.
Sorry,
I think
Dylan.
Tampa Bay will they'll lose too. That's all right. There's no crazy predictions this week other than those. I'm okay.
What is up, dorks? We just want to say a huge thank you to Tim and Terry this week. They have sent us money to go get pumpkins and decorate them. And how did they know I was going to make Leonard do that anyways? So I'm so excited that we get to do that. But we also want to tell you that October, I think 7th through 9th, is Prime Day. And we've added some things to our Amazon registry list. So if you're like, oh, Hasina's birthday is in November and I have no idea what to get her, you could totally check out that list and just send it to us early, because I think birthdays should be all year long. But anyways, thanks to everyone who's given us things so far. We really super appreciate it. And if you're so inclined to do more, shoot me a Venmo at HasinaT. Okay, bye. My updates are that I cut Leonard's hair and I really need to shave his neck hairs because they're bugging me.
Yeah, no, definitely. Let's get that.
Yeah, I need to fix that.
Yep.
Other than that, cutting Leonard's hair with no grass and having to do it in the bathtub is treacherous.
Yeah, that was a little weird. But we did it, and she did a great job on it, too, in my
Thanks.
Personal opinion.
Internship this week was good. It was like another real week of being really in it, and I'm exhausted, but I got to see the Mount Sinai East, because I've only been going to Union Square and West, but now I got to see the East,
which is 3 blocks away from where I work.
Yeah, and it's like, how do I say, it was like the first campus of their hospital, so it's like really big. They have a lot of different things there, and now it's like more specialized, but it's also like a teaching facility, and like they have like everything from lecture halls to patient beds, if that makes sense. So it's like huge. And their NICU on that side is a level 4 NICU, so it has like the most extreme need of babies. And I saw this one baby that was born at 22 weeks.
Wow,
what?
That's extremely fast, right? That's like crazy fast.
Yeah, that's like way too soon. Way, way, way too soon. And she was so, so tiny. Like, I thought the other one was tiny. No. And I've seen ones this tiny before,
like,
but it's...
you cup the whole baby in one hand? A little bit bigger than that. How about my hand?
Like, her body can fit, like, in your hand, and then her head.
Would I have to brace her head, though?
Well, okay. Yes.
Well, I'm just saying, I just want to know how small.
Yeah.
Okay.
So small that we actually, like, can't move her. Like, she's...
I'm sure, like, she'd just fall apart.
She was, like... They're usually tucked up with, like, blankets around them, and she had, like, a CPAP on and a huge little, like, bow on her head above the CPAP. Like,
that was probably bigger,
like,
than her head.
No, literally. It was so huge. And, yeah, we did, like, a little assessment on her. She's, like, number 9 of siblings or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cute when they all have... They're like family pictures around like the beds and stuff, because you can be like, oh, look at
that. Is it statistically proven that like the younger, like the third, fourth, fifth, whatever children are like weaker, like physically?
No idea.
Okay. Because I feel like the last child is always like the weirdest one. Like, I feel like I'm the weirdest one. I feel like there's a lot of last.
You feel like you're the weirdest one.
Yeah, I'm the weirdest one for sure.
I think you all are weird.
Yeah.
Politely. And with love.
Yeah, I think so too.
Just like me and Zave are weird.
Yeah, you guys are weird too.
Sorry, I just got quite nauseous, so I needed to take some water. No biggie.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Too much cake?
I didn't have any cake yesterday. I just didn't eat enough last night, so now I'm...
I know. I don't know why we could have just made you a dinner, but... That's okay. When she gets hungry, she doesn't want to put any food in her body. It's very confusing. She's like, I'm upset. I'm hungry. I'm like, okay, I can make you pasta. I can make you a sandwich.
Well, no, it's a lot of things, because I'm past the point of being hungry. So now I'm like,
you're just mad.
Basically not hungry. I'm just, my body's mad.
But if you ate food, you
would
be happy.
But it was also like 10 p.m. And so I was like, I don't want to. Like, eat something that's gonna give me like heartburn, like, or make something and then it's like 11. Like,
I think I just need to know better and just do something and force it down your gullet and you'll be happy. Like, I honestly know that you'd be happy if I just made you a sandwich.
Yeah, probably. Anyways,
I just need to not listen to you and just do it.
Whatever. I appreciate that you listen to me. And then I saw this other session that was actually really great. And it was also very triggering because it was an older lady who was dying of breast cancer. So there's that. But in the same way, it was triggering because it was the day after my grandma died. It was also like therapeutic a little bit for me. So that was lovely. And it went really well. And my supervisor and I are finally like clicking. Like, we had some one-on-one time this week, which I think is really nice. I think they've like scheduled in so that even though we're with some other people, like, right, we get hours alone with them sometimes, and not only just like to talk about supervision, but also like to like go and like see things. And so that was nice because we're finally, I'm being normal. I just wasn't being normal, and now I am. So that's good. Snips and snacks.
Snips and snaps. We had a few this time. Oh my God. I had the best dessert of all time.
Yeah, so Monday, because I was up near Leonard's work, I just waited for him after work, and then we went and had some dinner.
We had dessert dinner.
AKA pizza. We got a Too Good To Go box of pastries from this pastry place. I don't even...
86.
Olensteins.
Yeah, Olensteins. I don't know.
Olensteins.
Yeah.
We open the box, and there's, like, this cinnamon, like, one. There's this, like... Were there only three?
Yeah.
There was this, like, ham croissant one that was actually really good. Really even good. Just... It was, like, salty and good.
Yeah.
And then there was this beautiful, like...
What's it called again?
It's called, like, a flower...
No, it starts with a D, I thought.
No.
Yeah,
something like that. But it's, like, basically pastry, a bunch of cream.
Both and custard. Like, cream and custard.
Yeah, like whipped cream and then, like, custard cream and then more pastry on top with like powdered sugar and
oh my god,
Butimus. Yeah, and Leonard said it was the best thing he's eaten.
Since I've moved here, it's by far, hands down, the best thing I've had in New York so far.
Yes, we ate that while we were waiting for our pizza from, right. Where did we go?
Louis.
No, I think it was like...
No, it starts with an L.
Well, whatever.
We're not very good at the names, but these people don't care.
It's true. And Leonard had a great piece of pizza because it was my piece of pizza.
Yeah, I didn't know. We didn't know. You ordered a...
I ordered a vodka slice, and Leonard ordered a cheese slice, and he was like, wow, mine is so good. And I was like, mine isn't. And that's because...
We switched.
Yeah. But it's okay.
Yep. I had a great time.
Yes. Bonnie just changed their fall menu. So yesterday I had a chimichanga that was actually life-changing. They have new French toast, and they're about to change to fall drinks. Rumor has it they're going to get some pumpkin beer.
Mm.
Which I'm intrigued about.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
We also got Boo Baskets, we said that, cake. We went to Gracie's Diner after the football game.
Right, we got football. Mac and cheese. Yeah, well, it is, technically.
Football.
Football game. We got mac and cheese.
And a Caesar salad.
Caesar salad, wine, and
a milkshake.
A black and white.
You know, all your food groups.
Yeah.
I wasn't but it was all the, really yeah. yummy, I think.
Yeah, very good. Really good mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And they didn't charge us for your wine.
It's true. Shout out Gracie's.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah.
Shout out.
I split the G yesterday successfully, which was nice.
That's when you drink Guinness.
Yeah.
It's like
stout Guinness.
It's like a cultural norm. Not here, but everyone does it here now.
Yeah.
Pastry and pizza, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I think that's all we've eaten.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going, my internship friends are coming at 11 and we're going to New York Bagels.
Oh my God, that's today.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
It's a busy day today.
So that's going to be fun. And then I work tonight. Leonard's going to the game.
I hosted Pomeroy. I got to remember that too.
Well, yeah. Artsy Fartsy.
Are we moving to Artsy Fartsy?
Do it.
I hosted karaoke night last week and again this week. I will.
Oh, you are again?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm really not looking forward to it, but it's good.
I thought you weren't. That's funny. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fine. I wouldn't say it was fun until the very, very like last hour. Because some random girl walked in and started screaming into the karaoke. And it was hilarious. But she was like actually good at it. So it was like interesting to watch.
I come home and Leonard's like, oh, I didn't show you this. Like this girl sang at karaoke and it's just like.
It was crazy.
I was like, what?
She did two songs, each 6 minutes long, and everyone loved every second of it.
Yeah, I walked over after work and it was not my vibe, so yeah. I went home.
There was a Cuban couple in front of me that got a little too tipsy, and their songs went from like Frank Sinatra and like Lafay to really Hispanic songs that are not in my list, and they would not listen to me. I was just like, no, I don't have that one. You might have to pick a different one. And then they would just like go deep into their, I don't know. It's just, they were like,
it's quite the group that shows up. Besides,
no one was regular. There was no regulars that day.
It's
like
true.
They were all random people I never met.
That's
before.
Not true. There was one regular.
Who?
I saw. The man that's always like nervous to sing but loves it.
Oh, kind of the. Oh, yeah. He was the only regular. He's not nervous.
He seemed. Okay. He's just awkward.
He's a little.
Let's be real.
Autistic.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah. He is.
I don't think so.
Yes, he is. He sings like this.
How do you know?
The whole time. And he's like moving his foot like this.
Okay, so that makes him autistic?
Yeah.
No.
Bro, what is that then? There's gotta be something. Who sings like that?
People, he's a quite awkward fella.
Okay, well, anyways, awkward syndrome.
Good. Oh my God. No, we're not.
Okay. Yeah.
My Lord.
We did it. Did we do it?
Yeah.
I'm pushing us off the mic.
Because no, because, we have to get going. No, because first of all, I forgot to say.
Hello?
Sorry, I'm like buffering. I'm buffering because I wanted to say that another reason why I felt really guilty this week. Sorry, I'm going to end this kind of sadly, but also not. Okay? Stay with me. I felt guilty this week because after the session with the lady who like resembled my grandma, or like just basically internship in general, I was like, we always talk about why these people are like candidates for music therapy and like the referral reasons and all this stuff, right? But one that also has been coming up a lot is every time we like ask for consent or like ask for permission, everyone's like, how much is this gonna cost? And I just never, like, I have thought about it, but I've never been in a spot where I'm like getting a hospital bill, you know? Right. Like,
I'm definitely.
And then I was thinking about like your side of that and being like, wait, that's crazy. And then I was also thinking, like, basically a big shout out Ellery. Ellery was mad that she didn't get a segment.
A full segment to Ellery?
Becky dropped that. I've name dropped her and Kate, but not Ellery.
Oh, and so, I feel like we've talked about Ellery.
I think we totally have, but this is Ellery's right. name drop there and segment go. Because a doctor was not helpful to her at all this week. Like, she went in for like some help with her spine, like to a spine specific doctor, and he just told her to go swimming. Like, no, like, this is what PT you can do, like, but nothing. Interesting. And she was pissed and also really sad, which is like valid. But holy, I was just thinking, like, it's crazy that all these facilities are made to like help, but then maybe they actually don't at all. And then also, like, you pay a lot of money to be told to go swimming, like,
yeah,
like, I know Ellery paid that copay, like, hello.
I mean, yeah, copay is not the worst, but there's some really expensive stuff that's pointless.
Anyways, I was thinking a lot about money, and I was also thinking about how much family members are affected in the hospital and how much I love my job, because right now I'm free.
Does it cost money for them?
Yeah, but it's included in like
their insurance probably.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
So when they ask you in the hospital, when they ask you,
I say it's included in your care, like,
but it costs money though. Like, it's gonna be an additional cost to have you come in and sing to them.
No.
It's not.
No, it's like, they've already paid for it.
Okay, so they, once they're already in.
Yeah, it's like not,
it's complimentary, if you will.
I guess. Like, it's not, but it's like detailed in. Like, they would already be paying whether they received it or not. So I guess yes.
Right.
Yeah, like at that so point, sure, yes. Yeah,
you've already paid, so complimentary, if you will. Like the cruise ships, you
sure
don't pay for the food.
But only, like, in the hospital, not, like, other places.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's, like, a whole big thing. We had, like, a whole 3 weeks of talking about how we bill people. And I wanted to die. Anyways, sorry I mentioned death a lot. This is Ellery's shout out part 2. We've eaten a lot, and I'm excited to get bagels, and I'm excited for this week.
I will quickly run with you guys. I don't know. I do want a bagel. That sounds really good.
Yeah, come with us.
I think I probably
will. They want to meet you.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah.
They're okay. Real nice, normal people. I don't have to explain them to you. I love them. Why are you laughing at me? Peyton and I have been talking so much about how it's so hard to find, like, normal people in music therapy.
That's probably very true. I like normal people.
And so we're just glad that everyone we like is normal.
I'm solo.
You're not solo. God, pushing us off the mic. Everything. This is the best time of the week is you have to sit here and talk to me. I don't want to leave.
It's hard just because there's a game going on right now. I'm going to a Yankees game. And we got to eat. You did a great job.
You chose to leave on football day with your uncle, cousin, slash
friend.
That's what
you... I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC. Yes.